Thank you very much, Eco Forum, for your intervention and also proposals that I've heard. And I think that could be, these are proposals that, that could be discussed for sure. We will take up some of the good practices and challenges and experiences that are emerging from the survey in order to draft the recommendations of this on the outcomes of this task force today, and about the proposal to develop set of recommendation on these specific topics. We have to discuss that in the task force and possibly in the working group of the parties, I think. Are there other requests for the floor at this moment? No, it seems not. Okay, so there are no further requests for the floor on the report back on the outcome of the survey. We are gonna go to invite our speakers for these agenda items, and so basically, together with the secretariat, we have thought to. We have thought to organize this agenda item in two rounds of presentations in order to give you to improve the interaction also with the other participants. And so we have a first group of speakers. In this first group of speakers, we have mainly representatives from of individuals or groups who could be considered vulnerable or in a vulnerable situation, and they will speak about challenges, good practices, and trends in engaging children, women, and older persons effectively in the public participation procedures. We will have another round of presentations. Mainly we will have two extra presenters, basically, one from the Aarhus parties and a representative of an international financial institution on their experience and efforts in engaging groups in vulnerable situation in the decision making. So I would like to invite the first round of speakers on the podium, Miss Katharine Braith, and then we have a pre-recorded video statement by Niham and Connor, which are two children from the Children's and Young People's Assembly on Biodiversity Loss in Ireland. And also I invite to the podium Miss Alexandra Radevska and Miss Hendrium Mollenkopf. Please join us on the podium. Yes, the secretary is reminding us you should take your nameplates. Yeah, sure. So, the first speakers, Ms. Caterina Braid, is from Child Rights International Network and the University of Cork. And she is joined today by two children named Niham and Connor. They would like to share their experience of participating in a citizens' assembly. And since they cannot be with us in person, they have recorded a video statement that we will screen after Ms. Reid spoke. So I assume the two children are listening in to our meeting right now through the Listen Live. And I would like to use this opportunity to warmly thank them for that and to participate into the meeting, even if they cannot see or hear, even if we cannot see or hear them, but we have the video recording. Now I would like to give the floor to Catherine for a presentation. Thank you very much.